On this episode, we wrap up our very popular and often controversial March Madness series on restaurants. Today is April 9th, 2021, and this is episode 346 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Most everyone is mad here.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I'm your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. And if you have not done so already, head on out to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. We're now bringing you new episodes every Tuesday and Friday, so make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of the shows. And if you want even more content, including in-park, resort, and at-home live streams, 15% off of Main Street Magic merchandise and a whole lot more, visit wonderlandcrew.com. And if you want the best in theme park inspired coffees, teas, and merchandise, head on over to expeditionroasters.com. They have been nice enough to extend our offer of 15% off every single order when you use the code MSM15. Before we dive into today's episode, we are so excited to announce that we are again partnering with our friend and travel agent extraordinaire, Melissa Pilgrim from Ears of Experience. So Melissa provides travel services for families, couples, and friends looking to visit any and all Disney locations, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, and beyond, including the top destinations in the U.S. and around the globe. Melissa also specializes in luxury travel, river cruises, all-inclusive and luxury ocean cruises. Visit msmears.com to learn more and fill out a form for a free quote on your next vacation. Today's episode, this is actually asked for by one of our listeners, and I thought it was a great idea. We're going to wrap up the March Madness Bracket Challenge series, which we did on all the different restaurants, bars, and lounges. If you go back to episode 335, you can catch the bars and lounge episode. 339 was the table service restaurants in the parks. 340 was table service restaurants at the resorts. And number 345 was the quick service restaurants in the parks. So a couple reasons that we want to do this episode today. One, the question was brought up, which was a great question. So we used, I used touring plans to put together these brackets.
Correct.
Right? And this is data that they have collected over quite some time.
Yes.
It is a lot of data. It's based on user experience, user reviews. And then I basically sorted them from the absolute best percentage all the way down and put those into the 32 seeded brackets that we were using.
Awesome.
Right? The question arose is, that's great, Jeremy. Good for you. But what if you and I had picked the seeding?
Oh, that would be horrible.
It makes a huge difference, right?
Sure. Yeah.
So I know that
there... Could we pick our favorites?
Right. That's my thought. So I know that there's been... And we joke around because there is a lot of controversy around a lot of times the seeding, around the brackets, about who we did or didn't pick.
Right.
There's two things that come into play. One, we didn't choose the seeding.
No.
I took all that info from touringplans.com, yep. Who I can tell you... gets more data in a day than I've ever collected in my entire life. And they're, you know, so I trust fully the information that they're bringing. Don't always have to agree with the seating that turned out,
right.
But Touring Plans didn't make up this bracket.
Right.
They did the data to rank the restaurants, which I then put into the bracket. So they just fall where they do, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I like about that, and I think this is why we're going to kind of do this episode, because Rhonda and I are going to redo some things. If Rhonda and I sat down, whose opinions are pretty close together on
Correct.
Most restaurants, usually.
Yeah,
and
so.
We had seated these ourselves from 32 to 1. Chances are, in the end, number one seed is going to win. Or number 2, 3, or 4, right? Because the top 10 seeds are going to be our 10 favorite restaurants. Or
right.
bars or lounges or whatever.
Right.
So I think that's a disservice if we're basically just picking our favorite. If we wanted to do that, we would just say, hey... Here's an episode of our top five favorite places.
Right.
This definitely creates, I think, a little more of a conversation. If we have guests on, we had, you know, Kat and Michael on yep. an episode. We had Lucy and Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
We had Angela on.
Mm-hmm.
We had Kaylin on.
Mm-hmm.
So the third person can throw another wrench in, because even if, you know, if you and I agree, then we know that restaurant's moving on. But right. if you and I split, it's up to that third person that we have no control over what they're going to say.
Correct.
That's where this all comes down to. That's why certain restaurants beat other restaurants. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean I think it should have won. It doesn't mean you think it should have won. It doesn't mean our guests think it should have won. It means two out of the three people felt that should have moved on for whatever reasons we gave, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Which I love. Yeah. I love posting these and seeing the controversy. I like seeing people come in and go, well, wait a second. How could you pick this over that? Or how could this right. be seated, you know, here and another one seated there? I think that means that this is fun for all. I like that people can kind of follow yeah, along absolutely. And create, you know, and fill out their own brackets. So here's what we did. We're going to go through each of the four brackets and we're going to talk about the final four that was selected based on the original episode. And then you and I are going to pick our own final fours in a clear-cut winner if it were up to us completely, right?
Okay.
We'll start with bars and lounges.
Yes.
So bars and lounges ended up, it was a number one seed Nomad Lounge versus a number 21 seed Banana Cabana. Nomad Lounge won. It was okay. number 26 seed Ale and Compass versus number 6 seed Baseline Tap House. Ale and Compass won. In the championship game, Nomad Lounge came out a winner. I think these final four, I think, are pretty on point with our beliefs and our and likes of restaurants, right? You
yes.
don't think that's too far off, do you?
No.
Makes sense those four are there.
Yeah.
But let's talk about if we had been in charge, and we're mm-hmm. only going to talk about the top four. So we both went back in. We picked our four favorites for each.
Yep.
And then we ranked those. And we took them down to a final. So let's go. Who do you have at the number one seed for bars and lounges?
I actually have Tutti Gusto.
Okay. Who's your number four seed that they're going against?
Baseline Tap House.
All right. Who is your winner of those two and
Tutti
why?
Gusto.
Tutti Gusto.
Because it's my favorite.
It's your favorite.
Yes.
Which is why you ranked it number one.
Yes.
Number two, who do you have?
I actually have Nomad.
Okay. Number three, who do you have?
Rose and Crown.
Who wins between number two and number three in this round?
Nomad.
So, fair to say, in general, it's your second favorite
yeah.
bar or lounge.
Correct.
Interesting. This is. See, people can see where I'm going with this. Now, you have number one, Tutti Gusto, versus number two, Nomad Lounge. Who wins and why? Because I do want to have some conversation on this, because it's very interesting.
So, I picked Nomad over Tutti Gusto, and the absolute only reason I did... Tutti Gusto, if you ask me what my absolute favorite is, I would still pick it. It has great drinks, it has a great bar, and it has amazing, amazing food. Although, I don't have any awesome, amazing memories with my children mm-hmm. there.
Okay.
Nomad doesn't have a ton of food. You can eat there. Has amazing drinks, of course. And the atmosphere is absolutely amazing. And that is the only reason it won over Tutti Gusto is because of all the memories that I have with my children. We also do have some neat other memories with friends, but just...
Cat and Michael.
Yep.
Marco.
What?
Oh, I thought you were still talking about Tutti Gusto.
No.
Oh, we have Nomad. We have a ton of awesome memories with friends at Nomad. No, that's for sure.
So
I was just thinking about Marco.
Cat and Michael, but Eric and Lindsay. Yep. We saw Joe Rohde there.
Several times. I'd like to think he saw us there.
Yeah, that would be nice. But this was also such a great time where we would go and sit, and the girls would love it because we would just relax, and we weren't go, go, go. It was just, and the atmosphere is so relaxing. You know, we'd get couches because of how many there are of us, and the girls would just chill out, and we'd have a couple of drinks, we'd eat a few things, and then we'd then move on about our day. And these were days where we were staying in the parks mm-hmm. a lot longer.
Yeah.
So this was wonderful.
Yeah. No, and that's the point I think you raised, because, you know, I kind of asked, well, if Nomad wins, why isn't that number one seed? And I do understand that, like, right, like, I feel like if somebody ran up to you and was like, best bar lounge on property, and you just blurted out Tutti Gusto, that's your favorite, but I totally get you have to put in some of those other aspects where Nomad Lounge wins. But again, Tutto Nomad are your two favorite bars or lounges on property, right?
Yeah.
And Nomad comes out at the top. Now, it won our overall bracket, but Tutti Gusto, you know, Tutti Gusto lost in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
And that's based on the bracket and the way that it rolled and based on having guest. Yep. So that's what makes it so different. One thing I do want to touch base on, because this was just a giant oversight by me. Bar Riva ended up being left off of
everything.
All lists. So as I was going through and I was doing bars and lounges, which, I noticed Bar Riva was not on it, but I realized Three Bridges was on the restaurant one. And so in my brain, I just thought real quick, well, Bar Riva must end up showing up on the restaurant one, the table service one.
Right.
And so I just omitted it from here. My guess is the data is still not there yet because it is still, you know, a year old, and with COVID, you know, knocking out half of its tenure, that it just didn't make the list. But we decided not to include Bar Riva in ours because it wasn't included in the original.
But if it was, it would be.
It'd probably fall on both our lists.
Yes,
right?
It would be number three for me.
So I'm going to go over to mine, a little bit similar to yours. So my number one seed is Nomad Lounge. My number four is Tambu Lounge. I have Nomad winning that.
Okay.
Because it's my favorite.
Okay.
Banana Cabana is number two versus Tutto Gusto, number three. I picked Banana Cabana.
Okay.
You know, I absolutely love Banana Cabana. I love I love JoJo there. Again, we go there all the time now, especially with, you know, Kat and Michael. We met up with other friends there in the past. The atmosphere is wonderful. I think It's very easily accessible. You know, if you're staying at Pop, Art, Riviera, obviously Caribbean Beach, or you're visiting Hollywood Studios or Epcot, It's extremely accessible, which I love. Food is fabulous. Drinks are fabulous. It's a great place. So I end up with number one, Nomad. First, number two, Banana Cabana, and I'm going with Nomad. Much for all the same reasons you said. So Nomad Lounge is my favorite bar or lounge on property. And it won the whole thing in our original one. So that's pretty good. So So that actually rings pretty true.
Okay.
I think this is going to be the last one that does that. So we're going to go to table service in the parks. In our original episode, we had number 24, Morimoto Asia, in the final four.
Oh, wow.
Verse number four, Garden Grill. No idea how that got there. I have to go back and listen. Right? We had Garden Grill beat out Morimoto.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I ask you, I don't know how, but it happened.
Yeah.
Based on all the scenarios, right? On the other side, we have number 18, Restaurant Marrakesh. How this got there, I have no clue. Verse number 19, Cinderella's Royal Table. Cinderella's Royal Table takes the win. And then Garden Grill and Cinderella's Royal Table in the finals, which I personally would have never thought myself. Cinderella's Royal Table wins table service in the parks based on our original episode.
Yeah.
Who do you have as your number one seed?
Cinderella's Royal Table.
Okay. They were a 19 on this list, right?
Yeah.
So you obviously disagree with the way that seating fell.
Yeah.
You have them versus number four who?
Skipper Canteen, actually.
Okay. And who do you have winning versus CRT and Skipper Canteen?
CRT.
All right. Move on to number two. Who is your seed there?
Hollywood Brown Derby.
All right. And now, look, we go back in the original. I got to find out where they are here, but they didn't, you know, they didn't make it very far. So, wait, what? Because I know we love that place. Verse, your number three is?
Boathouse.
Again.
Can you even find it?
No, I'm not even seeing these in our Elite Eight. Who did you have winning versus Hollywood Brown Derby versus Boathouse?
Brown Derby.
Okay, so number two beats number three. That's
That's
just science. All right, so you have number one, CRT, versus number two, Hollywood Brown Derby. Who do you have winning it all?
Cinderella's Royal Table.
This I do find very, very interesting, and I would like you to explain as such, since we've not been there for over 8 years, but we are going back here in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I hope that it solidifies.
I do too.
Only, you know, the original bracket and your current bracket. What is your reasoning for picking Cinderella's Royal Table out of all of the options that we have in the places that we do love?
Just the memories that I have that it was the one time. I've always wanted to eat in the castle. I mean, I am really a kid at heart, if you didn't know.
What?
And seeing all the princesses. I mean, I was as happy as my kids were. I mean, I think I teared up for sure.
Yeah.
And then seeing my kids happy is just amazing. And I felt like I was not dressed like a princess. I will be this time.
Yes.
But I just felt like a princess. I felt royalty. I mean, you're in Magic Kingdom. You're in the castle. I mean, that's just, I think, why it won. You know, I love all the other ones, obviously, with Hollywood Brown Derby being number two and then Skipper or Boathouse being three and Skipper Canteen being four. I love them. They're great, great food, great memories. But again, that's just why Cinderella beat out.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
For me.
I mean, and that makes sense. And mine is only slightly different. I'm going to swap a restaurant and my seating's a little bit different. I have Boathouse at number one.
Okay.
Verse number four, Hollywood Brown Derby, and I have Boathouse moving on.
Okay.
Right. I absolutely love Boathouse. Atmosphere, food, everything there is just wonderful. I actually love being at Disney Springs and eating there, outside especially. I have number two, Skipper Canteen, and I have number three, Morimoto Asia. So three out of four, we both picked the same, even though seating was slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if we go back to the original episode, I think it would have been a disservice. Because the restaurants that we love the most would have just ended up at the top as opposed to the way we did decide to do it. So,
right.
Yeah, I had Skipper Canteen beating out Morimoto Asia. Boathouse for Skipper Canteen. I have Boathouse winning.
Okay.
They were my number one seed.
Yeah.
They're my favorite table service restaurant in the parks. Okay. So let's move on next to table service at the resorts.
Okay.
So in the original one, and I think this is a great final four that we ended up with here.
Yes.
I really do. Number one was Topolino's Terrace versus number four, Sanaa. Sanaa took the win, though.
Right.
If I can remember, and I don't completely, I don't think I was a part of Sanaa taking the win.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Okay. Over on the other side, we have number 15, Ohana,
mm-hmm.
which I think would surprise a lot of people who love Ohana that it was ranked at 15, but that's the way it went.
I agree.
Versus number six, California Grill, which I think is, you know, not a seed that it should have deserved, and California Grill wins.
Right.
So in the finals, we have Sanaa versus California Grill, and Sanaa wins as the best table service resort restaurant according to this episode in these rankings.
Right.
Let's get into yours. Who do you have at number one, table service resorts?
California Grill.
All right. Who do you have at number four going up against it?
Trattoria Al Forno.
All right. Who do you have winning and why?
California Grill.
All right.
Why? Because it's the best.
Your favorite.
My favorite.
It's number one.
Yes.
Who do you have at number two?
Sanaa, actually.
Okay. Versus number three?
Ohana.
So other than Topolino's, you picked three out of these top mm-hmm. four. Who do you have winning from Sanaa and Ohana?
Sanaa.
All right. Number two seed versus number one seed, right? California Grill versus Sanaa. Who do you have winning?
California Grill.
All right. So your number one seed wins yep. overall. Was in the finals. I mean, you literally, in your own, you did pick what the finals were in our original episode. So that's very interesting.
Oh.
But California Grill ends up yeah. beating Sanaa,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
So for me, if I'm going on my own, I'm going to go number one, Topolino's Terrace, which was the overall number one in the original bracket, versus okay. number four, Sanaa.
Okay.
Then I'm gonna take Topolino's Terrace there. I just, right now for me, it's the best restaurant on property. We had such an incredible experience there. We went with Lucy and Caleb. It was wonderful because we were able to try so many appetizers, four different dishes.
Mm-hmm.
We had several desserts. Like, we really got a great feel for it. Riviera is beautiful, easily accessible to get over there from where you are most times. Atmosphere and view are so wonderful. Our service was outstanding. And the food was some of the best. I mean, it's the best steak I've personally had on property.
That's surprising.
Really?
I mean, that you picked that because we've had one meal there.
But I think that's what a lasting impression it left. And I feel as though if it had just been you and I, and we had done one app, split an entree, and done a dessert, it probably wouldn't make it. But we had, I think, three or four appetizers. We had four meals that we all tried, and we ended up doing two desserts or three desserts.
Two, I think.
So we had a lot of the menu that night mm-hmm. that I feel confident in the quality of their food, plus people that I know and trust that have been back there and I think know food real well have agreed with everything they've had.
Okay.
So that's the reason it does it for me. Then I'm going to go to number two, Three Bridges.
Okay.
Versus number three, Cali Grill. And I'm going to take Three Bridges. And I'm sure I can hear people moaning or sighing on the other side. We have the most experiences of any Disney restaurant at Three Bridges.
Yes.
I love the atmosphere. We've literally eaten every single thing on the menu, mm-hmm. including new menu items that have come out since reopening after mm-hmm. COVID. Service, quality, everything. And, you know, we recommend a lot of people go there, and a lot of people end up going there and love it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying everybody maybe thinks it's as great as I do or we do sometimes, but people really love it there.
Yeah.
So that's the reason that it goes. Then number one, Topolino's first, number two, Three Bridges, and I'm taking Topolino's as the best restaurant on property as far as resorts go and table service.
Okay.
So mine was a bit more far off from the original episode. Yours was pretty on point. Next, we're going to move to quick service in the parks. In the original episode, we had number 25, Pecos Bill, which is a pretty high seed for it, versus number 4, The Polite Pig, and we had The Polite Pig winning.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, we had number 2, Satali Canteen, very fair seed, versus number 19, Docking Bay 7, Satali Canteen won.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up with the number 4 seed, Polite Pig, versus the number 2 seed, Satali Canteen, with Polite Pig winning.
Yep.
Who's your number 1 overall?
Satali Canteen.
Who is your number 4 overall?
Harambe Market.
And who wins in that one?
Actually, the market won for me.
Why? Because that's very confusing to me that you then ranked them or seeded them at 1 and 4.
Well, because I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking I want to try the market again. And
it is very good. And I love the atmosphere. There.
And
the atmosphere is so cool.
There's so much food to choose from. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, Satali just has the normal. But it's still my favorite. And it's still number 1 for me. I just got to thinking.
Okay.
And that's what I did.
Okay. So who ended up at your number 2?
Actually, Polite Pig.
All right. And who's your number 3?
Yorkshire.
Fish Company. Okay. Yep. And who wins out of those two?
Polite Pig.
All right. Why?
Because the food's amazing.
It is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Oh, I want to eat there. And I don't know when we can. Maybe we can on our anniversary weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Might be able to do lunch or something there.
Yeah. We just need to eat there.
Yeah.
Because it's amazing.
It is that good.
And we haven't eaten there, actually.
Yeah. We've
it home. Brought it home.
And it's still, we can't stop talking about it. So, all right. So you then have number 4 Harambe Market versus number 2 Polite Pig. And who wins?
Polite Pig.
Okay. And same reasons you just said.
Yeah, it was so good. And it was neat because, you know, we all ate it and we came home and it just, yeah, you know, the kids were with us and just good memories. And yeah.
So mine, I went slightly different, but it's actually not very far off. In fact, I picked the same final 4 as the original, even though mine are seated, obviously different.
Okay.
I had number 1 Polite Pig versus number 4 Pecos Bill, with Polite Pig winning. I love Pecos Bill. I mean, when you have a full toppings bar, you know, which I hope we get back to one day.
Yeah.
I just think the options are amazing. I think the food is good. Yeah. I love the nachos there.
Yeah.
We've done the burger there. We've done the like fajitas and tacos. They have that trio of tacos, and one of them's a buffalo cauliflower taco.
Mm-hmm.
Everything there is just great. I love the indoor seating. I love the outdoor seating. I think it's the best quick service option at Magic Kingdom for sure. But Polite Pig is just so good.
Yeah.
And Polite Pig is, you know, locally owned and locally run. So you get things like specials,
right?
You know, both drink and food.
Right.
Atmosphere is great. The beers are wonderful. You can sit at that little wraparound bar. There's plenty of seating outside.
Mm-hmm. And you can eat there too.
It's so good.
Yep.
Love it. Then I had number 2, Satali Canteen versus number 3, Docking Bay 7. I took Satali Canteen. Because I just think it's such a good quality food.
Yeah.
And again, your atmosphere in Pandora is amazing.
Yeah.
I know that we tend to get the exact same thing every time, but you really do have a ton of options because you can mix and match your bases,
right.
Your kind of veggies, your sauces, your proteins.
Yep.
So you get a ton of different options where I feel like you could go there again and again and never technically have the same thing twice. I still wish they would do like some sort of, I know it wouldn't really lend to what they're doing there, but roast beef like sliders or a roast beef sandwich with that beef they have.
Right.
That would be so good.
That would be very
good. Maybe on
good.
Like a pretzel bun with a little au jus on it. That would be amazing.
But that wouldn't be correct.
It wouldn't really fit within their theming, I don't think. So I have number 1 Polite Pig versus number 2 Satali Canteen, and I picked Polite Pig.
Okay.
So for me, all 4 of my number 1 seeds won.
Right.
For you, you have a number two seed won it all, a number one seed won it all, another number one seed won it all, and then a two seed won it all.
Mm-hmm.
So really, there's two reasons. One, this was requested, and I thought it was a great idea because you're right. How different would this look if you and I were in charge of the seeding?
Oh, 100%.
And again, if you did it individually, you know, if you fill out a March Madness bracket,
yeah,
you're not asking two other people for their votes. You're doing it yourself.
Right.
But you're still never seeding those teams. You know, I mean, think correct. Of March
and
Madness.
I was just going to say that because yeah. when I would fill it out, I'd never watched basketball. And Jeremy would
which means
have
you would
me,
usually do really well.
Yeah. and even when I started watching basketball with Jeremy and when they were seated, I didn't agree sometimes with the mm-hmm. seated on that.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, Duke was always high, of course, but, you know, then a team that was doing good, like maybe Gonzaga one year, they were a low seed and they came out of nowhere. Or, I mean, you know, and I just, and then sometimes that's what I'd want to root for in the end, yeah. like a lower seed, because, you know, that's one of the ones that, you know, oh, well, everybody likes this team, you
right,
know. Well,
right.
hey, I'm rooting for, you know, this team over here.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and again, when you look at the way that March Madness is done and the way that you look at any sport playoff system is done, it is all based on data. Now, it is also based on sometimes opinions and those that are able to judge and the committees that help put them in there. But a lot of it is data driven. And that's where I wanted to take this. And so a lot of this episode, first of all, I think it's just fun for us to get to pick these.
Yeah,
I think it's fun to continue to talk about this. And we're going to continue to do some bracket challenges. We won't call them March Madness because that's over for now. But but we'll do some other bracket challenges and we'll look at good okay. ways to seed it. But the big thing is that I love the conversation that these episodes have created. I think people, yeah. I hope, have really enjoyed listening to them. I hope yes. they've enjoyed filling out their own brackets.
Yep.
We want to continue that conversation because you could have people come still and go, well, Jeremy, you're insane if you think, yeah, you know, I don't know, Tutti Gusto is a three seed out of all the bars and lounges.
Yeah.
And you might be right. And that's what I think makes this so fun is that we all get to collectively have our opinions, have our thoughts, vote, run through it. If you'd like, we can post our, you know, I can go ahead and scan these in or recreate our top four that mm-hmm. we selected, get people's thoughts. Or maybe I'll say, maybe we go through and go, all right, here's Jeremy's brackets and here's Rhonda's brackets. Let's see what people come up with, you know, because again, now they only got four to choose from. Those four might not even show up on their list of favorites,
right?
But they have to pick them.
Yeah.
So that might be kind of fun.
Yeah.
So, okay. Guys, thank you so much for listening. As always, we have so much fun doing these style of episodes. And seriously, keep the conversation coming. I love being called out on things like this, like what seed is it, and why would this one win, and because it creates more conversation.
Yeah,
you know, this podcast. I don't want to ever just be the two of us talking, and all you get to do is listen. I want you to be able to have a conversation back with us,
absolutely.
And you can do that in the Main Street Magic community on Facebook. We can do it even more inside of Wonderland Crew,
mm-hmm.
which you can find at wonderlandcrew.com. Thank you guys for listening. If you've not done so already, please subscribe right now. And as long as you're out there, will you go ahead and leave us a rating and review?
Because it helps our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Most everyone's mad here.